Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We had sometimes 80, 70, 80, 90, 100 testimonies in 1 8-week period, and nobody was prayed for, and there was no anointing of oil. Oh, that's right. And I mean everything, to diabetes, to high blood pressure, to cancer, to tumors went away. I mean all kind of stuff. So I purposely, the next class, I get a bunch of fresh students come in. I wouldn't tell them either. We'd just teach. And then at the end, I'd ask them, you know, were you healed? And I mean, we saw it and saw it and saw it and saw it. And I asked them, one time I said, what's one of the things that helped you the most in receiving your healing? And it's the truth I'm about to talk to you about right now. It was this one, about being redeemed from the curse of the law, the sickness that is part of the curse of the law. We saw amazing testimonies. Hallelujah. So one reason I'm telling you that now is because I want you to get ready and not wait for something else. You can receive a healing in the next few minutes. Did you hear me? Without anybody touching you, oh, that's right, or praying for you, anything. There didn't have to be any big fanfare, anything. All you got to do is just believe this word. Because there's more than enough power in this word to heal you. We had morning sessions in healing school that was smaller groups, and then we had bigger sessions in the afternoon. And the smaller sessions, sometimes we'd open it up and people could ask questions, even in the middle of our teaching and everything. And I remember one time I was teaching this group of about maybe 20 in this small morning session. And I'm teaching about healing. And this lady that was on the second row sitting right about here, and in the middle of my teaching, she interrupted me. She raised her hand like that, and I said, yeah. And she said, are you saying that I just believe I take my healing and I got it? I said, yeah, that's what the word says. Whatever it is you desire, believe you receive it. Means believe you take it. And when you do that, you believe you got it. And just thank God for it. She said, that's it? I said, that's it. She said, okay. So I went on teaching. I mean, this is maybe 45 minutes later. Well, me teaching might have been an hour, you know. Later, she comes up and she said, look. I said, what? She said, I hadn't been able to use that hand for 2 years.
Oh, glory.
I had a stroke. It was paralyzed. She said, look at these notes. I took all these notes with that hand and I wrote today. Just like that. Just believed that she received based on the word. That works for anybody, anywhere, anytime. So something in here relates to you and God quickens to you. What do you say? That's mine. That's mine. I take that now. That's for me. That's mine. I'm redeemed from this and don't have to have it anymore. Verse 21. Are you there? Verse 21. Part of the curse of the law. If you disobey, you rebel. So the Lord will make the pestilence cleave to you till you've consumed you from off the land where you go to possess it. Pestilence is part of the curse of the law. Well, what is pestilence? Well, I happen to have in my notes here a number of different translations that bring out some of these words. So let me read them to you. Pestilence, one translation says, plagued with diseases. Another two translations says infected with plagues. One says plagues. Another two more say disease after disease. You know what a plague is? You know, people have been concerned with terrorist threats, haven't they? About some kind of plague that could be initiated through some kind of chemical or through some kind of, you know, and people have been, you know, millions have been killed on the planet at different times and hundreds of thousands at other times by certain strains of flu or, you know, all manner of things, pox and this kind of thing. All these are plagues. What's the good news?
Redeemed.
Use the word I.
I
I've been redeemed from plagues. Now, how can you be so sure? Because according to Deuteronomy 28:21, plagues and pestilence are part of the curse of the law. And according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I never have to have plagues or pestilence of any kind. Oh, friend, do you know the weight of what we're talking about? Heaven accepts this as accomplished truth and fact. Don't let anything else move you. Are you redeemed from plagues? Yeah. Skip down to verse 22. Verse 22. It said, the Lord will smite you with a consumption. Consumption, three different translations call it tuberculosis. Another three translations call it wasting disease. Good News calls it infectious disease. Well, tuberculosis is infectious disease. How many know there have been times on the planet that tuberculosis killed untold numbers of people? And there have been concerns, even in recent times, about modern outbreaks of different types of tuberculosis and different types of pneumonia that are resistant to the medications, this kind of thing. But no matter what happens in the area of tuberculosis, use that first word, that what? I have been redeemed from tuberculosis. Why? How can you say that so boldly? Because according to Deuteronomy 28:20. Now, how many know why we're talking like this? If you were with us last week, we talked about the high court of heaven. Remember that? We talked about how the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, is always trying to make a case against you. What are we doing here now? There ain't no getting around this. I'm not standing up here tonight talking about what we think or what some denomination said. According to Deuteronomy 28:22. How many know that is unchallenged for eternity? Right? Nobody can override that.
Amen. That's right. Yes.
Consumption or tuberculosis or infectious disease is part of the curse of the law. No questioning that. According to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So I never have to have tuberculosis or consumption or wasting diseases. Never, 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 never. I'm redeemed from it. Don't have to have it. Not supposed to have it. Shouldn't have it. Right? Because I'm redeemed from it. Oh, glory. Healing power is already working in this place tonight. It's from the Word. Keep going. And with a fever. Fever. Another translation just says recurrent fever. Well, how many have been killed, you know, or health broken down through different kinds of fevers? And it says with an inflammation and with an extreme burning. Now, these are all sickness and disease. Listen to other translations. For inflammation, three different translations, well-respected, say ague, or in parenthesis it describes it malarial fever. Well, it said fever. And these are deadly fevers, so things like malarial fever. Moffitt, Byington, Knox all said ague or malarial fever. The Septuagint, the Dewey translation, said cold. Well, you see fevers associated with colds, don't you? How many understand if the full-blown thing that'll kill you is bad and a part of the curse, about half of it is bad too. And the beginning stages of it's the same stuff, right? I mean, it's just different degrees of it. It's all part of the curse of the law. Inflammation, another translation said infections. Extreme burning, three of them said violent, fiery heat. Now, this has to do with extreme high temperatures, fevers. Moffitt says erysipelas caused by streptococcus. Strep throat. Did you know you've been redeemed from strep throat? Listen to Byington's translation says influenza. Influenza. Oh, come on now. Is it true? that according to Deuteronomy 28:22, strep throat, malarial fever, influenza, colds, all these things are part of the curse of the law. Well, you know he's talking about something. What does he mean when he says extreme burning fever? Now, what's that talking about? See, these like Byington and Septuagint, these are people who spent all their life studying the original languages. And this is what they say. Well, it has to be in these areas. I mean, you wouldn't have to know Greek or Hebrew or any of these things. You see a fever, you know fever, right? Flus, fevers, pneumonia, all this kind of stuff, right? According to Deuteronomy 28:22, that's part of the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Therefore, I never have to have the flu, fevers, right? Colds. You see, a lot of people say, oh, now, Brother Keith, that's just too much. I didn't write this. Now, of course, do we have to qualify? How? Walking in love, walking in faith, all the time, right? And believing this. Something shows up in your life, or in life of your kids, or grandkids, or family, the flu, fevers, you're supposed to jump on it with both feet spiritually. Go, no, you don't. Not in my family, no, you don't. Because according to Deuteronomy 28, that's part of the curse of the law. And according to Galatians 3:13, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. But see, how many millions of Christians, good Christians, don't do this? They go, well, Lord, if it's your will, spare my baby from this terrible fever, but not my will, but yours be done. No, that may be sincere, but they're sincerely wrong. The Bible said, resist the devil. And these are the works of the enemy. They're not to be embraced and accepted as your cross to bear. Now, if you weren't with us, we went into that one whole night, talked about punishment or persecution. Yeah. Right? Amen. We've been through some of this already, if it sounds new to you. So, we've been redeemed from the ague and the cold and the fever and the tuberculosis and infectious diseases and plagues and strep throat and the influenza. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Redeemed from the Curse of Sickness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. The offer number is R-1004E. That's R-1004E, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.